This week's dry bean scene on the Red River Farm Network is made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association and SRS Commodities. Black bean harvest is underway in the Staples, Minnesota area. Norm Krause started harvest before the rain started to fall.
Some fields were pretty good and others are just a little bit below average. A couple fields that were pretty good were irrigated, but most of our black beans are dryland and we'll just be getting into them this week. We'll be considering this year, we'll be glad if we can get a couple thousand pounds the acre.
Krause also desiccated kidney beans this week.
Some of them, because of the, when we planted it was so dry, they didn't germinate for like 3 weeks or a month. And so the corners of some of the irrigated fields are a little green yet, but the others are drying down.
In the Grafton, North Dakota area, Tom Canelli says the pinto, pink, and navy beans had a very variable growing season.
Didn't have rain, struggled to get going, and then we got some rain and got them going. They looked good, and then just the rain shut off on some of those fields. Some of them, the rain kept coming. Wasn't enough. They looked good from the road, but out in there, they're not as good as like we would normally see. You always take a little bit of a hit putting edible beans on sugar beet ground, but the offset is usually you don't fight mold very much, but pretty tough to fight mold and drought at the same time. So it will take what we can get and go from there. We have some stuff that looks really good and some stuff that really isn't fit to be harvested. It's just we've got to go through the motion.
And that's been the dry bean scene on the Red River Farm Network, made possible in part by Johnstown Bean Company and BAS and Sharpen Herbicide from BASF. Catch up on previous dry bean scene episodes by visiting rrfn.com and keyword dry bean scene.